Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll continue to update you on how this is playing out with Joe Biden. Because this is something inside the Republican Party, Democrat Party, and any number of people think he is extraordinarily weak, and they're looking to parse this to take him out and reconsider Hillary's perch there. I think the tell on this will be the Reid interview. Dan, see if you can see. What show is she on Sunday? I'm surprised she hasn't been on Fox yet. Maybe her advisor said that'll look too political. I'm not sure which show she's going to be on Sunday, and how she comes across will determine a lot of what happens next and will determine the fate of whether he remains the nominee. But we're still taking your calls at 855-839-1210. Side question of the day. We kind of got into this yesterday. Underdogs. Just hit us with an underdog. Real, fictional. The winner's already up on Twitter at DomShow1210, in my mind. But you can say it first. Now, Dan is in charge, too. We've been looking throughout this entire crisis, which has gone on for an incredibly long period of time, for one thing this big. Some of the stories that are not only feel good, but they offer you an insight maybe into a particular area of contention. So I told you earlier this week that Pennsylvanians complaining, there were like 5,000 complaints of price gouging that are going on. And Dan and I said a lot of this is the supply chain and how it works and what's being charged at a particular point. So joining us on that and a bunch of other things is the son of one of the great entrepreneurs in our area. And he died recently, sadly, of coronavirus. I'm looking at an Inquirer piece that was done on him, kind of an obituary, if you will, but a big one, on South Jersey supermarket owner Steve Raddatz, quote, who led a life of giving before he contracted coronavirus. Joining us to talk about him and to talk about, as I said, supermarkets, which are the center of the ring right now as far as action and what's going on there, is his son, Jason Raddatz. Hey, Jason, thank you very much for joining us and our condolences to you and your family.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
Well, Jason, I was, you know, on another line yesterday, heard you talking with Dan, and I know how deeply felt this was with your dad and how many people miss him because of, well, this obituary says it all, a lifetime of giving. So he contracted the virus. And what happened then? How long was it instantaneous, you know, pretty quickly that it got to him, or was it a prolonged period?
He was in Jefferson Hospital for about 13 days being treated. It was the last week of March, right after his birthday. Unfortunately, he lived in Center City for the last 5 years. And when we did a FaceTime with him as a family, all of his kids and grandkids, something seemed off. We stayed in touch with him the next day, which was a Wednesday. And then on Thursday, my little sister went to visit him with a thermometer. He had no temperature, but he hadn't eaten much in the prior 2 days since Tuesday at the end of March. And then my brother took him over to Jefferson. So He went right on the hydrochloronique with a touch of Z-Pak cocktail that's been touted or was touted
right
away, and was treated for double pneumonia. And he was pretty good for 13 days, 11 of the days he was on a vent. But even when he was on the vent and demedicated, he was alert. And then the night of April 7th at approximately 8 o'clock, the doctors had told us that there were circulatory issues in his legs, and they were going to try heparin and then wait 12 hours. Within an hour, we got a phone call that we might want to start palliative care. He also had the kidney issues that people are talking about, and he had no prior kidney issues. So he was on dialysis, but we were told that stable was good. This is a man that was vibrant, strong. He got softer in his later years, but he was an old school, tough guy. Northeast Philly, Army Reserves at Fort Dix, Vietnam. Never got called, but was at Fort Dix for multiple years. Got raised in corner grocery stores in Northeast Philly, then over to Cherry Hill in 68 after he got out of the reserves, or he was closer to 70. My grandfather was over in 68. And this disease, if it wants to grip you and get hold of you, it does not matter or discriminate against pre-existing conditions, non-pre-existing conditions.
Right.
We've heard the stories of the 30-year-old kids in Manhattan. So,
right.
I mean, this was a guy that was in pretty good health. And,
gotcha.
Well,
it's a sad, particularly the people he affected. It's obvious from reading his life story. So you're in the supermarket industry, Jason. What do you say when you see all these price gouging? I assume the same thing's going on in New Jersey. You were telling Dan, and it's interesting, the supply chain and how that works and how supermarkets buy stuff then on a timely basis to put into the store. These charges of gouging, what's happened with your supply chain?
I can't speak for anybody else, but I started seeing issues in the supply chain the end of January, beginning of February, when overseas contacts of ours started reporting to us what the real deal was going on in China and Hong Kong, and that we were going to have delays possibly to some of our goods that are pre-booked way in advance, whether it be summer seasonal or the Christmas season stuff that we get from overseas. And there's multiple. So people in the government knew about it. The intelligence services had to know that this was all going on in general. If I knew about it and other people in the supply chain knew about it, then people way above our pay grades knew about it. But back to there's various issues going on in the supply chain and have been going on. The obvious ones are that there's sickness and there's people that have had direct exposure over time to this illness as it's been in the United States and other places, whether it be Mexico, South America, Europe, the Far East. So there's less people to do the work. So there's going to be disruptions in the supply chain, plus the truckers, the warehouse workers, the manufacturers. But another thing that's going on is that there's too many hands joining the pot. There's opportunists, such as with the gold rush, that have joined in. So whether it be Wall Street financiers, real estate people, people outside of our normal realm, outside the food supply chain and the general merchandise supply chain, the retail supply chain, that have no idea how we all do business, what the customary fees are for a broker or for a salesperson for commission. These numbers are going up and up. There's people that should not have their hands in the supply chain that now do. Things are changing hands. People are buying pallets of Lysol like it's stock and then selling it on Amazon or eBay. And if you go on Amazon and eBay right now, you will see items at ridiculous pricing. Amazon and eBay did a great job policing that for a while, but I imagine as sickness struck them, they have less bodies able to do it. or direct, or people are just opting out of work.
Let me ask you, do you have ballpark figures? How much is Lysol or Purell or stuff like that in your ShopRite stores? How much has it gone up that you have to charge now to make it worthwhile?
I'm not saying that that's necessarily, if we buy things secondhand, then obviously there's a cost of that. I'm talking about there are price gougers online doing this.
Right.
We're self-distributed warehouses. Together, all the ShopRite families, Price Right, we all together, we're the largest retail cooperative in the country. We own our own warehouses, and
okay.
we self-distribute. So the only time costs change to us is when the direct manufacturers, so for Lysol, it's Reckitt, when they raise their prices.
Okay,
The price, let's be clear about the price gouging laws. The price gouging laws state that if you go above what your customary gross profit or gross margin is at a time of, I guess, emergency or whatever it might be, then that's price gouging. But if the pork market doubles because Smithfield does whatever they're doing irresponsibly with the illnesses that happened in South Dakota that we've all seen, and pork doubles in price, then of course there's going to be increases
in the retail. Exactly. That's what I wanted you to explain. Parting area for you, Jason. The estate tax in New Jersey, though, with everything else standing down, that still goes on. And I would assume, how many ShopRites did your dad own or the family own? How many do you have?
We have 5 ShopRites and 1 Price Right. In reference to the estate tax, I'm not so concerned necessarily, except from a business continuity perspective, for us or anyone like us who has untimely passing or... because estate planning has been done, but there's many people that haven't. There's people in their 50s and 60s that have these issues. And it's not only in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. My dad was a resident of Pennsylvania, so his issue is a Pennsylvania thing.
Okay.
And as far as I know, Pennsylvania is still charging a 4.5% estate tax. But so are the feds. And in my opinion, for the people that have passed on and their survivors, there should be estate tax relief. And then also 9/11, we had a survivors fund, a 9/11 fund. There are single moms, single dads, widowed. There's probably children orphaned, grandchildren orphaned right now that need help. And I think that what I'd like to do is just like someone did with 9/11 and start a coalition to to address these things and lobby the government. There's definitely a lot of people in Pennsylvania, New Jersey in terms of state government, and then down at the federal level that want to help.
Right.
But there's bigger, even bigger issues than estate taxes. Yes.
All right. Well, let us know when you start to move on that. We're very interested. Jason, again, your dad sounds like an unbelievable guy. Very sorry for that. And we'll be in touch through Dan. So
can I say one more thing? Say one thing?
Sure.
Before my father passed away and at the beginning of all this, we started a Facebook page locally for our 6 stores. It's called Ravitz ShopRite's Coronavirus 2020 Update. We give daily updates on all of our store conditions, what's in stock. There's even competitor information we allow on there so people don't have to waste trips. They can stay healthy and not go into too many stores. I invite everybody to join up. There's about 14,000 members in 6 weeks.
Excellent work. Thank you, Jason. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.